Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. It has just started. Georgia has now passed voting restrictions intended to undo what won it for Democrats, two Senate seats and the presidency, presidential electors in Georgia on November 3rd, 2020. And that was simply open voting. In other words, people could vote. They needed IDs, but they could vote. There was less voter repression than there had been in the past when Stacey Abrams was denied the governorship by, I think, 40,000 votes, when the Secretary of State, a Republican, who was also running for governor, threw a couple of 100,000 people off the rolls because he said they hadn't voted in a while. And a lot of them were in areas that were Democratic, and a lot of them had voted in the last election. And by the time they sorted that out, people were tired of standing in lines to prove things and re-register and all that. She lost. She should be the governor of Georgia. Anyway, we do have two Democratic senators in Georgia. Biden won the electoral vote in Georgia. So here's what they're doing. They just passed a law. Now remember, they have a gerrymandered Republican legislature. They have a Republican governor. And even though Trump went after him because he wouldn't overturn the certification, he's still right-wing Republican, who's the one that stabbed Stacey Abrams. And Reffensberger, Secretary of State, Republican, everybody goes, oh, St. Reffensberger, he stood up to Trump. Somebody taped the conversation where Trump tried to extort him. He is not St. Reffensberger. He's behind these things. He's a Republican. One of the things that they're doing is restricting the time for absentee ballots, making it a lot shorter. Another one is restricting drop boxes. Drop boxes are very convenient. I voted absentee November 3rd, and I dropped it off in a box right outside of City Hall, right by there's a municipal building and a street and then City Hall, and there's a drop box there in the municipal building. Pretty easy. Just go down there and drop it off. You don't have to worry about the post office crookedly, the Republicans running it, not the workers, destroying mail sorting machines, slowing things up on purpose, just putting a drop box. Well, they're going to restrict that in Georgia. And they're going to limit early voting hours in this bill. No, it's passed. The Republican governor will sign it. And by early voting hours, one of the things that they're going to do is severely restrict it and prevent it on Sundays. Prevent it on Sundays. Why? Because Sunday's a day of rest, like the old blue laws. You know, back in the 1950s and early 60s, a lot of states had laws that stores couldn't open on Sundays. Believe it or not, I'm not kidding. It was a day of rest. Finally, the Supreme Court overturned that and said, look, whatever your particular religious beliefs, you can't interfere if somebody wants to open a store. So you can go to stores 7 days a week now. In the 1950s, you would not have been going to them on Sundays in a lot of places. Well, they're reinstating that in Georgia. You can't vote on Sundays early. Now, why? Well, whatever they say, here's the reason. In African-American churches, which are significant voting population, terrific voting population, they have a movement called Souls to the Polls. It's great. Souls to the Polls. Describing people as souls goes back to Russian literature in the 19th century. There's a novel, Dead Souls. Totally different thing, but basically souls are a metaphor for people. Souls to the polls, the souls go to church, then they're bused to the polls, early voting, and then they have a nice brunch. Terrific, terrific. Very civic, very social. Well, souls to the polls is the real reason why the Republicans in Georgia are stopping Sunday voting. They're doing it so that you will not have that effort. And so then when the congregation is dispersed during the week, some people may vote, some may not get around to it, some may work second or third shift, some may not be able to have childcare, you know, whereas on Sundays they have all this stuff figured out somehow. This is all unnecessary. Why should you restrict drop boxes? Really? Why should you restrict them? You know, Louis DeJoy, the guy, remember that guy? He looks like a villain in a James Bond movie. He's sitting testifying. It's the guy that destroyed the sorting machines. Said, basically, eat your heart out. I'm going to stay in. You can't get rid of me because they're Republican directors. And that day, Trump, Biden nominated three Democratic directors, including one who's the counsel to the union. The other one is a former assistant postmaster. They're going to take care of business. And Mr. DeJoy is going to be carried back in a poll to Louisiana. Louisiana, carry alligators on poles down there. We're going to take DeJoy back on a pole. And then release him into the wild of Louisiana. He can do whatever he wants, but he's not going to be doing post office work. So that just passed in Georgia. There are bills like that in Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, Arizona. The Arizona one is even worse. The Arizona one says the presidential primary doesn't mean anything. It's a beauty contest. The gerrymandered Republican legislature will pick the electors. They would have picked all Trump electors last time, no matter what the people said. Some of this is going to have to be sorted out in the U.S. Supreme Court, which unfortunately right now is 6-3 Republican Democrat. They should all be, should be 9-0 independent is what it should be. But that's what you got. That is what you got. Stand by. See if what they did in Georgia starts going around the country. You're going to see a lot of litigation over this, and you should. It's got to be stopped. We're going to go to India. How do you want to go to India? I like Indian food quite a bit, by the way. There was a power outage in Mumbai. Mumbai, remember Bombay? Have you ever had Bombay gin? Bombay? Well, Mumbai is apparently closer to the way they pronounce it over there, so we call it Mumbai. We used to say Peking, P-E-K-I-N-G. Now we say Beijing, you know, deference to the more indigenous way of doing it, and that's fine. Mumbai had a power outage. 20 million people lost power. Their hospitals lost power. Everything lost power. Turned out the Chinese did it. It was a hack to the grid. It was a hack to the grid. China and India hate each other. China has about 1.5 billion people. India has about 1.3 billion. It's 2.8 billion. It's about 40% of the world's population, those two countries. What's the basis? They're different races and different religions. In India, the majority are Hindus. China, the majority are Han Chinese, also Asians, but different. China, in the distant past, has a Buddhist background. India, of course, a Hindu background, largely. They are at each other's throats. They have a contested border where they post troops, and recently they went at each other with clubs and knives and bats with nails in them. It's really grisly and unbelievable. The problem with Trump, and this is just an example, he's not to blame for this animosity, but he screwed up the world so badly that Biden has got to step in. You can't have somebody do the grid. If somebody did that in New York and there were no power, we would take military action. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesday, Busted Pencil. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. A lot more to talk about. Have to stop now. Matt Flynn Direct back tomorrow. Same time, same place.